So guys, I'm working on a customer's clutch here, and I wanted to go over a couple of things with you. Customer writes me a note here, and I want to go over this. I put an RNG kit on buggy at 2,700 miles, now showing 4,950. So he's got almost 5,000 miles on it now. Hey Steve, the clutch has 2,000 miles on it. I put on a new belt 2 weeks ago, new bearing and nylon washers. I might not have it clocked right. Something clocked right on something, so I send it to you to check out and fix some issues of shifting and all that. So I want to go over some clutch stuff to let you guys know what would happen about shifting issues. So first up, he didn't clock it right. He was right. We can fix that, no problem. Here's his primary outer sheave. We always inspect for grooves. Now 5,000 miles and that thing is in really good shape. This guy knows how to drive his machine, and it clearly shows. But a lot of times I'll ask you to send me your clutch. Just your outer sheave is fine, but I'll ask you to send me your clutch because there's a couple things I want to check. One of those things is the bushings down inside. There's one right in there, and then there's one right there. What I want to check is wobble. How much wobble is in this clutch, okay? This is excessive and does need changed. Here's a brand new, never been installed in a buggy. Look at this. The difference, okay? And look at his. It's excessive. Now you wanna have some play in there. Some play is good, excessive play is bad. The reason why you wanna have some play is so the clutch doesn't stick going in and out. But when you have excessive play, what happens is when you're at idle, it's sitting there rocking back and forth like this. And when there's excessive, it will rock over, grab the belt. All right, we got the secondary apart. Now, another thing that will make your machine not shift right is these two nylons. CF Moto puts one. This is a kit he bought from us. CF Moto puts one thick one. We put two thin ones that equal the same thickness. So they rub on each other nice and smooth instead of one rubbing on two sides of aluminum and chewing itself up, because that's what happens. It will chew itself up, and then when this opens, it will fly out of there. So those belong there. They were there, as he stated. They're there, just fine, but they need to be there. If those aren't there, the belt will become too tight, and it will also spin your secondary. We got it clocked right, and your clutch should always snap back whenever you twist it. And that's a good indication of being clocked the correct way. You never want this ramp to ride on this one. Bad.